Today I want to talk to you about a topic I've been thinking about for quite a long time, and it's what does good look like for you? Often I think that organisations and individuals can learn a lot from considering this question. And quite often I feel that people don't consider this question fully enough before deciding what action to take. So in each case, what would it mean to ask yourself what does good look like for you? So let's have a look at an example. So let's suppose, for example, you want to grow your influence. But before you decide that you're going to grow your influence, you need to think about what your objectives are in growing your influence. That's what I mean by what does good look like for you. So you might decide that you want to grow your influence so that you can talk to or be recognised by the top five people in your discipline. Maybe you're looking for a mentor, maybe you're looking for a business partner, maybe you're looking to feature them on your blog or collaborate with them on a podcast or anything else. So there you have a clearly defined goal. So that's what good looks like to you when trying to grow your influence. You might achieve that goal and then have another influence goal, so good will then look like something else. You may have a number of goals at the same time. You might have some intermediary goals. So, for example, before you get to the top five people in your industry, you might try to get to some of the people who you consider in the top 50 in your industry, and so on. But that's looking at what good looks like to you. And then you have something measurable that you can think about whether you've achieved it or not, and you can break it down into steps about how you might achieve it. The reason why that's so important is that unless you have a goal and you know what good looks like for you, you won't know whether you're achieving your goals and you'll have no idea whether you're on the way to your goals. And quite a lot of the time, I think this is a problem because people compare the situation to the status quo, at the beginning. So, for example, they might say, well, as long as I grow my influence a little bit, I'm making progress. And that's true, but it depends what they want their influence for. It depends what their actual goal is with gaining that influence. So as I say, if it was to get to the top five people, then if you were gaining influence in another area, but that it didn't help you to get to the top five people in your industry, then good, that might not look good to you, even though it would look good to someone else with a different aim. And you have to think then that if you're spending your time doing things other than getting to your goals in the particular area you want to, that there's an opportunity cost there. That basically every minute you spend on doing something that is saying growing your influence in an area you don't care about, then that's taking away from time that you might be growing your influence in an area that you do care about. And I think quite often people compare what they're doing to doing nothing. And I don't always think that's the best comparison. Now, of course, if we were to do absolutely nothing at all, doing something might be good. But if you want to live a purposeful life, and if you want to truly grow your ability to act in the world and your personal development in the way that you want to, you have to think about what it is that you really want to achieve and what good looks like to you. So I'll give another example from outside the field of influence. Sometimes I'm a fan of football, and sometimes people will say things like, oh, a particular striker did well this season because they scored 10 goals. Now, when they're talking about that, they seem to be making a comparison between an imaginary player who scores no goals. So they think 10 goals is good because that's 10 extra goals added to the team. But that isn't looking at the true opportunity cost of playing that striker compared to another striker. So what you'd really have to look at there is, in that team, in that position, what would you expect a striker to score? So how many chances would you expect them to put away? Historically, how many goals have been scored by strikers in that team? How many goals are being scored by other strikers in that team? How many goals are being scored by strikers in other teams in the same league? So then you can start to look at, really, what does that striker bring to the team? Now, of course, you might then say the striker brings a lot more things than just scoring goals. They might set up chances. They might actually be good at defensive headers. They might motivate their teammates. They might be the captain. You might have mitigating factors like they scored 10 goals in the season, but they had an injury for half of it and all sorts of things. But what I'm saying is that the comparison can't be between whether the striker was good compared to nobody scoring any goals. Because if that striker hadn't been playing, it's not like there wouldn't have been another player on the pitch in their position. Or, to extend things slightly, that you could have played without a striker and with more midfielders, like Man City seem to be doing at the moment. So, actually, you need to look at what's expected of that person in that position, in that team, in that moment. And, of course, as I say, there'll be mitigating factors, but you really need to look at what does good look like for that person in that position? And you need to evaluate against that metric, not the metric of doing nothing at all. So I hope you can see that by deciding what good looks like, you can hopefully make progress towards the goals that you really care about. You can hopefully make progress in the areas of your life that do matter to you, not the ones that don't. And of course, your goals might be changing over time, they could even change day by day. You might receive a new insight that sets you off on an entirely new path. But again, if it does, you should think to yourself, what does good look like for you? How do you want to grow your influence? Are you on that path? Do you have some clearly defined metrics? How do you know that you'll be reaching your goals? How will you be able to notice that you've got to the things that you want to do? And not just, have you made any progress whatsoever? And if you look at what good looks like for you in this way, I think it will help you to make a lot of progress on your goals and to think in general more deeply about what's important to you in the world and the real impact that you want to make in your life.